After being essentially stalled for the last few years, the controversial Pebble Mine proposal is gaining momentum again based on a settlement with the Trump administration. Last week, developers released a new, smaller vision for the mine in southwest Alaska. As Elizabeth Harbaugh with Alaska's Energy Desk reports, now that the Trump administration has removed a major roadblock at the federal level, Alaskans can expect a lot more action at the state level.
When Pebble CEO Tom Collier took the podium at an industry gathering in Anchorage earlier this month, he recalled a speech he gave to the same crowd during the Obama years.
I gave a detailed presentation on how we were going to win this battle with EPA, how we were going to get them off our backs and be able to go into permitting. And as I looked around, I saw a lot of very skeptical faces at the time.
But fast forward to this year, and Collier's prediction has come true. Back in 2014, the Obama administration effectively halted the project after hearing from locals worried the mine could harm the Bristol Bay salmon fishery. The Environmental Protection Agency took the unusual step of proposing steep restrictions even before the normal permitting process could begin. Pebble argues this amounted to blocking the project. But after a meeting with Pebble's Collier this spring, new EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt announced a settlement, allowing Pebble to move forward with permitting. Collier, who claims he can build the mine without hurting the fishery, aims to start permitting in December. In an interview after his speech, Collier said all Pebble needs is a chance. If the project is allowed to go through the normal process, he believes the mine will be approved.
You know, when you've invested $750 million getting ready to go into permitting, it ought to go pretty smoothly.
That's exactly what Pebble's opponents are worried about.
I didn't see it coming, you know.
Lindsay Bloom used to fish for salmon in Bristol Bay and has opposed the mine for years as part of advocacy groups Salmon State and Commercial Fishermen for Bristol Bay.
I thought the fight was over when EPA proposed its determination, and I thought that it would be finalized during the Obama administration.
But that didn't happen. The federal government is back to following the process Pebble demanded. So now, Bloom and other opponents are increasingly turning their attention to the state. They worry that Alaska's existing laws might not be tough enough to protect Bristol Bay's salmon.
What we've seen is a permitting process that at every turn is geared and interpreted to be to get to the yes and to get to the permit.
So Pebble opponents are trying to change state laws. Already, a judge upheld a ballot initiative that, if approved by voters, would significantly beef up protections for Alaska's salmon streams. The measure's backers say it's not intended to block projects, but an attorney for the state said building the Pebble Mine would be impossible if the measure becomes law. Opponents are also lobbying Governor Bill Walker, and he's listening to their arguments.
I'm not supportive of the Pebble Mine.
Walker said that in an interview in early October, the day before Pebble rolled out new details on the proposed mine.
When it comes to two resources, a renewable and non-renewable, I always go for the renewable, and that certainly is the fish. So I'm a fish first person, and I have been historically, and I stand there today.
Walker didn't propose any specific steps he'd take to halt the mine, but multiple state agencies will be involved in approving the project. Unlike many of Pebble's opponents, the governor expressed confidence in the state's existing laws.
You know, I don't know that there's a lever for me to pull that's going to absolutely stop it. I think that there's a lot of protections that are already in place.
As the groups fighting the mine ramp up pressure on the state, Pebble isn't sitting idly by. It plans to challenge at least one current state law that could spell trouble for the project. In 2014, voters approved a ballot initiative requiring the Alaska legislature to approve a large-scale gold and copper mine in the Bristol Bay region. Last week, Collier announced plans to sue, claiming the statute is unconstitutional. Alaskans can expect a lot more of that back and forth as the state takes on a bigger and bigger role in deciding the future of the proposed mine. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.